As there's no false alarm here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, because sitting down right now in our guest seat is the signal caller for the defense, number zero on your program, number one in your heart. His name is Aziz Al-Shaair. What's happening, my man?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Hey, man, we are having an absolute blast. My name is Reginald Atatula. I know you're like, who is this fresh face? Because this is my first time at Houston, Texas training camp. And so one of the things that has been real interesting. Thank you. I appreciate it. One of the things I've been very interested in is like the level of advice that you have for new guys to camp. Like what maybe did you have, were you given, or what do you maybe tell a new guy to camp as a level of advice that's been helpful for you or helpful for them?
Man, I would say it's hot. It's really, really hot. Especially during training camp, man. You know, we running around all day. Even if you're on the sideline, I done seen people who just in the stands and they're passing out, literally. Like, so I mean, it's hot, man. So make sure you wear the right clothes, man. Make sure you wear the right clothes. You know, D'Amico, he always tells us, ain't no sweatpants and hoodies. Don't come out here with no hoodie, man. You're gonna be on the stretcher.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's probably the first advice I would say. And then from a player standpoint, man, it's fast, man. It's fast. Yeah. This is my seventh season now. Been doing
oh,
this.
No.
Look, see?
Oh, no.
Look, see? There you go right there. Hey, 7 years, man, with this man right here. So, you know, it's been, man.
Watch your P's and Q's.
Man, time go by so fast. So, I mean, I just tell the young guys to enjoy it, embrace it, be grateful every day. You know, D'Amico talks about the bridge that we got to walk across, calls it the gratitude bridge. Just be grateful to be out here, man. And the more years I play, the faster it goes by, you just see, you know, the years go. So I'm just grateful.
When you do cross that gratitude bridge, like, what immediately comes to mind for you? Because I imagine you're visualizing any time.
Man, just a little angry little rookie. Undrafted rookie in San Francisco, torn ACL, walking out there with Dre Greenlaw. We just trying to figure out how to play football. D'Amico Ryans is yelling at us and telling us, like you just said just now, did you make any plays today? he used to have a rule with us, me and Dre Greenlaw, when we were rookies. He said, if you ain't make a play, you can't smile.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, man, what? you catch you laughing. He's like, what you laughing for? You ain't make no play. So, you know, I just think about stuff like that, man, just being grateful for how far I've come and still doing it, man. I'm grateful for that.
But you did make a play today, right?
Hey, man, I made some plays.
There you
man.
Go.
You know, yeah. I ain't make as many as Jalen today, but, you know, I made some.
Yeah, we saw that. And D'Amico Ryans was in a very good move, stopped by to give you a couple of words of whatever, criticism, fun. He was having some fun, but he was smiling. And he was smiling because the defense looked good today, man. I know you go full board, no pads, but you can tell some things. Could you tell some things today about this defense? There were some plays out there.
Yeah, man. I think it's just back and forth. You know, this is iron sharpening iron is what D'Amico always tells us, and we got to practice that every day. So I think it's the NFL. You know, I've been in the league for 7 years, and I've probably been a part of like maybe 5 total blowouts. Mm-hmm. So like me and CJ and EJ were talking about this yesterday. It's like it's the NFL. It's the best of the best. There's no higher than this. This is the Jeff Bezos and, you know, Elon Musk of the world in our profession in one place. So you really gotta bring your best every day. So it was a good day for sure.
You talk about, you know, the bridge. We had Will Anderson here yesterday. He was talking about the puzzle pieces. I think D'Amico calls it the
put the
ring
on
a bull or something like that, or bull on the ring, whatever it is.
Yes, sir.
A lot of coaches, when they have these little catchphrases and you know, things that they try to focus on, it's kind of an eye roll for players. It doesn't seem like it's ever an eye roll when D'Amico says it. Like, it's sincerely from his heart. Does that make it resonate a little more?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think especially, you know, because, you know, everybody's knows that type of culture and what that looks like, you know, when you talk about the eye rolls and stuff like that. But when you talk about like the culture that we've been building and that the foundation that we have, you know, over the last 3 years that he's been here, that's not the type of guys that we have, you know. And if you're a guy, you coming in here eye rolling, you know, it's day one of training camp, like, what are we doing?
You're
you know,
in trouble.
So it's gonna be a long year for you. You probably won't make it out. So it's definitely something that you buy into and believe wholeheartedly. And I think every day you have to go work to get that. You know, you talk about all these goals and stuff, but at the end of the day, you got to put one foot in front of the other and actually do the work. And that's the part that nobody actually likes to do. Everybody would love to play in the NFL, but nobody would love to come to training camp for a whole month. So
yeah.
And speaking of doing the work, I mean, you had a great day defensively today. D'Amico praised the signal callers, which obviously would include you, yesterday, for how clean and efficient the operation was. What goes into that efficiency for you from your perspective as a, you know, middle of the field, handling everything on the defense?
Just being loud, concise, you know, clear, kind of keeping everybody composed and calm. Just being decisive. I think a lot of times there's different stuff that'll happen. I'm a human being. I don't do everything right, you know, just like anybody in the world. So, but I think when you're decisive and you just make one call and everybody's doing the same thing, as long as we're on the same page, we can figure it out. But when you got guys who are unsure and you're like, I don't know if I should make this check or not, yeah. And then you, half of them heard it, half of them didn't. Now we're not on the same page. Now we don't have a defense where we're playing man and zone and that, like, you know, we got to play one call. So my biggest thing is just making sure we're all on the same page and everybody is like calm and composed.
You know, you've joined us here in the past, last year, and sure. Everybody knows your story, overcoming so much, such an incredible story of perseverance. And so I want to go back to last year, because one thing that bothered me the most, and I want to get your perspective because I know it bothered you, is not just everything that happened. Forget that. You've talked about that. But all of a sudden you had to, like, prove people wrong again. Like, I'm not that guy. You know, was that the frustrating part? Not just what happened, but, like, I am a good dude that has done it the right way and overcome a lot. And all of a sudden you had to do it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's the thing about this league and that's the thing about life is, like, you're constantly trying to – you got to show up every day. And I think it's the epitome of the NFL is I play with guys who are at the top of the game and are no longer in the league. I play with guys who you didn't even know their name and now they're one of the faces of the league. Mm-hmm. So I think the thing for me when it came to that is, you know, I was frustrated because I know the type of man that I am. But I also know, you know, I'm Muslim and it talks about in the Quran, you know, you don't have to speak on your own behalf to defend yourself. You know, God knows your intentions. Mm-hmm. And he knew my intentions. So for anybody that felt however they feel or still might feel, that's between them and God. They got to go figure it out with God. But I know the man that I am. I know what I do on a daily basis, you know, and I don't have to go out my way to prove that to nobody. Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, the character of who I am. Mm-hmm. If you see me and you're around me and you get to feel that energy from me, then that's a blessing for you. Yeah, so, right. And if you don't, then, you know, I try to – hopefully you hear from somebody who does, but at the end of the day, you know, people are going to make their opinions good or bad, and that's just between them and God.
Yeah. I love that approach. D'Amico espoused something similar, like the reiterated the start anew every year kind of approach. How does that manifest itself for you kind of in this management space that you are, but also just on the field from a player perspective on the defense? Because y'all were really good, but starting anew, it sounds weird from the outside looking in.
Yeah, I mean, I tell the guys this, and especially, you know, guys who had success the prior year. You know, what you do, let's say you put this much work in and you got this result. Mm-hmm. What you do the next year, the way the NFL is, this much work, not the same that you put in, but this much might not even be enough to require what you did last year. It might take through the roof just to get what you got last year, let alone if you're trying to excel. And that's the one thing I've learned about the league is you never figure it out. Yeah. You know, it's constantly evolving. If you're constantly trying to push the envelope to be the best, you got to actually go outside of yourself and outside of your comfort zone to find growth. And that's something I even read in a book that I was reading today, this morning, and it talked about that. It's like there is growth when you're uncomfortable, and you can't get comfortable. Otherwise, now you're just going to be, you know, stagnant or taking a step back.
Man, it's always a pleasure talking to you. We know that you have places to go, but it's our pleasure, and go get him with that defense,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys.
Hopefully we can talk again soon. Sir. That's Aziz Al-Shaair.
Thank you.
Middle linebacker for your Houston Texans joining us right here at training camp 2025 for the Houston Texans. Man, I could listen to Aziz talk forever.
Come on now.
He was preaching at some point. I was like, we were not having a conversation. I was having a personal sermon delivered.
I was like, can you talk to my kids, even though they're all grown? They're all,
what do you mean, your kids? Can you talk to me?
Talk to me.
I need this. I need to get my life right.
I need to be a better person. Where's Aziz Al-Shaair?
Yeah, man. That very, very intriguing. And he's about to go talk to the assembled media, and I know that they'll get into even more there. Very, very good sit-down talk with Aziz. Appreciate you rocking with us here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL. There's a lot more things happening all around camp. Let's dig into some of those next.